Hi, everyone. This is Terry Nathan, world famous astrologer, and it's Monday, March 17th. And of course, the moon is in the sign of Scorpio. It's in its fall. The moon is not considered in its favorite location in the sign of Scorpio, where emotions, feelings tend to remain hidden, or we like to touche other people who hurt our feelings. We like to cut them off. We like to erase them from our lives if they hurt our feelings. So it's not necessarily the most favorable place for the moon, but it is a good place for the moon if you need to be determined, if you need to show some grit and do some hard stuff. The moon in Scorpio has a laser beam focus, and nothing else will interrupt, interfere with, or help you or make you lose your focus. So it is good for those tasks that need all of your attention. And I kind of like the moon in Scorpio because Mars is in Cancer. And even though Mars doesn't like to be in Cancer, that's okay. The sun is in the sign of Pisces. And so our intuitive facilities are in full blossom. Although some of you who may not use your intuition or you haven't exercised that muscle too much may get an intuitive feeling or have a dream or have a vision, but kind of not believe it, you know. And those of you who do exercise your intuitive muscle or that part of your brain will definitely have a day today. So lots of intuitive energy flowing around, lots of feelings flowing around. And of course, maybe even we keep them to ourselves because, you know, we don't want to talk about them, or we're just going to keep them to ourselves for now. So that's kind of a water sign thing. Secrets, keeping things to ourselves, nourishing ourselves, mulling over things, in fact. So there is lots going on here. The lunar north node, he's called Rahu in Vedic astrology, is in the sign of Neptune. Although in Vedic astrology, they would say he's not in the sign of Neptune, but he may be moving into the sign of Aquarius. Nonetheless, no matter where he is and what kind of astrology you love, he is not a good boy. So he deals with deception, deceit. And of course, the lunar nodes are stationary. And that means we have to be extra careful. Well, we were already being extra careful because Mercury and Venus are retrograde, right? Hopefully. That's all for now. Thanks for listening.